Good morning, Grace Harbor. Woo, it's Dan. Happy Easter Monday. I'm not going to lie, this is one of my most tired days of the whole year. Easter is kind of a big deal, and especially thanks to the sunrise service we have at our church, the day starts super early. I think my alarm was set for 4 a.m. After the church services, we have an Easter egg hunt for the kids, and then it's home for a nice big Easter lunch. I'm not a big napper, but Easter afternoon is one of the few days I do take a snooze. And even with the nap, I'm still wiped out today. But that's okay. It's good to be tired from good stuff, and all the preparation and work we put into Easter is worth it because it's the biggest and most important celebration of the year. When we left off last week, Jesus had died on Friday, and it looked to everyone like the forces that were working against God had won. But I also told you that that wasn't the end of the story. Jesus' friends spent Saturday together, and I imagine that was a really hard day. Everyone was sad and shocked and probably didn't really know what to think. Then, early on Sunday morning, a group of women went to the garden where Jesus had been buried to check on everything. And to their surprise, the tomb was empty. Jesus wasn't there. One of the women, named Mary Magdalene, saw a man she thought was a gardener and asked him if he knew where Jesus was. It turned out that the man wasn't a gardener. It was actually Jesus. He was alive again. And this is exactly how God shows the forces opposed to God that they cannot win in the end. They put Jesus through the worst possible thing they could, death, and yet here he was. God proved that the power of life and love is stronger than anything. Why don't you take a few moments and reflect on this together? There are lots of things that happen that may seem bad or scary, but one of the messages of Easter is that those things don't have the last word. They don't get to write the end of the story. God does. Do you think a story where love is the most powerful force of all would end in a good way or a bad way, and why? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. For me, a story where love is the most powerful force of all would be the best story possible. And what's so great is that it's not just a story, but it's the story, the true story, the one we're actually living in right now. It doesn't mean life will be perfect and easy and nothing will ever go wrong, but it does mean that even when things go wrong, we can choose to love and to do loving things in response. And in a way, that's like using a superpower, and it really can change the world in big and small ways. Let me give you an example of what that can look like. A couple years back, our church partnered with an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Their goal is to help every kid have a bed of their own. You see, I'm grateful that I have always had a bed, a warm, safe place I can go to rest, like for my Easter nap. But not every kid has their own bed. Some kids share beds with family members, some sleep on the couch, and some sleep on the floor with blankets or a sleeping bag. Our church raised money to buy supplies, and then Sleep in Heavenly Peace helped us build a bunch of beds, which was a lot of fun. Afterward, they gave them away for free to families that needed them. And you know, it's not just a nice thing to do. Kids who get good sleep are often healthier and do better in school, and having a bed of your own certainly helps. We were able to use our love and the resources God had blessed us with to make a difference. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the message of Easter, that your life and love are the best and most powerful forces in the universe. We thank you, too, that you allow us to be a part of how you love the world. Show us where we can make a difference today. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, I think I'm going to take another nap today, and I'll catch you tomorrow.